I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head.
Fire department.
Emergency. We need the fire department. All you can get here immediately.
What's the problem?
Oh, we got everything's on fire.
Are you stressed because of work, family, or relationship problems? Are you tired of focusing your time and energy on projects and activities without seeing any positive results? Do you feel like you have the weight of the world crashing down on your shoulders? Well, we have just the solution for you. Try not giving a fuck. Not giving a fuck improves your quality of life significantly by drastically reducing your capabilities of giving a fuck. Scientists have proven that the average human being gives 60% too much of a fuck about most daily activities. Why worry about your finances, your health, your reputation, and the well-being of your friends and family when you can simply not give a fuck about those things? You'll be able to do things that you never thought possible, such as growing a mustache, wearing
money missing, had to ask him where the rest of me. Before I call my bitches up, they say yes, hunty. You know judge one of the thugs, they gon' bring some thugs. Yeah. Judge one of my drags, catch a heel up your ass. Uh-oh. Don't judge a lesbian, cause she don't want you bad men. Judge one of the gays, they drag you from Z to A. And shout out to the bias, you ain't gotta pick a side. Nope. And if you in a closet, shorty, you ain't gotta hide. Better make these bitches sick when they see you. And if a bitch won't beef, give a beast to. Stripper right in front of me, I hope she wash her ass. She looking at my fine gaze, but they don't wanna smash. Nope. Know they about to act a fool, time is fast, dude. Then the gays hop on stage, like I can shake my ass too. Fuck out my way when you see me. I'm rolling with the LGBT. Fuck out my way when you see me. I'm rolling with the LGBT. I'm rolling with the LGBT. I'm rolling with the LGBT. Looking like we belong on TV. I'm rolling with the LGBT. Fashion wise, they don't play. When they step out, they gon' slay. I'm talking tight jeans, good hygiene. Motherfuckers stay fleet every day. Yeah. Fuck with them, you better run off. No skydive, it's gon' jump off. No pun intended, hoes offended. Cause they see we flyer than flight attendants. Do a hair flip, then I dip. In a strip club, throwing tips. If VIP, I'm about to buy more. Cause life too short like high scores. Tissue in my bra, bitch, gone head. Bad bitch, and I got long legs. Ass super plump, full of cornbread. I shut a bitch up like I phone dead. Fuck out my way when you see me. I'm rolling with the LGBT. Fuck out my way when you see me. I'm rolling with the LGBT. I'm rolling with the LGBT. I'm rolling with the LGBT. Looking like we belong on TV. I'm rolling with the LGBT. I'm rolling with the LGBT. I'm rolling with the LGBT.
Good evening, Montreal. Can you hear us this time? We're back. Easy Sonic Living on CKUT 90.3.
Yeah, and we don't give a fuck.
Yeah, we don't give a fuck.
That's the theme tonight.
Yeah, I'm really feeling that because, you know, I just had some whiskey and I'm really, it's really
and
improving.
And some beer.
And some beer, and it's really improving my outlook on life. So, yeah, look it up.
So, yeah, lots of musical gems for you from the rap, folk, punk, rock genres.
Comedic genres, yeah.
Yeah,
anything.
Some funny skits, some bad web talks. Bad in like a good way, though.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. I only like bad in a good way.
Yeah. So, enjoy.
Enjoy. Sit back, relax, enjoy not giving a fuck.
Driving round town with the girl I love, and I'm like, the boyfriend. See you driving around town with the girl I love, and I like both of you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I like both of you and fuck her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with ya. Now ain't that some shit? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best with the fuck you. Now I know that I had to borrow, beg and steal and lie, cheat, trying to keep ya, trying to please ya. Just being in love with your ass ain't cheap. Nah, I pity the fool that falls in love with you. I hate your ass right now. See you driving round town with the girl I love, and I like the fuck you. I guess the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I like fuck you and I fuck her too. Said if I was richer, I'd still be with ya. Now ain't that some shit? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best. One for your dad. Yes, she did. And I was like, why, baby? I love you. I still love you. I see you driving around town with a girl I love. Fuck you.
On my butthole. Oh. screaming and squirming. My butthole was on fire. The moral of this story is you can't trust the system.
My friend came to the door. She said, well, I was on the phone cooking me and my baby some breakfast. And she said, hey, something wrong. It's popping. I said, what? She said, yeah. I said, no. So the girl come downstairs. She come out of her apartment with her baby with no shoes on. I said, oh, girl, it's cold outside. She said, something ain't right. I said, oh, man. She said, oh, man, the building is on fire. I said, no, what? I got my three kids and we bounced out. We ain't gonna be in no fire, not today.
Sir, can you please tell us what happened?
Dum-dum, my babysitter just talked to the dumb. How could I ever have been so dumb? And now I can't even get me some. Now I can't even get me some. I feel like the crackhead stupid bum. I took some pictures of my girl, loop, loop. She's looking too good, like woo-hoo. I got her lying down on the floor, making love with the bathroom door. I even got that bitch down on all fours. She's making my dick a goo-goo-goo. I always knew my girl was kinda kinky. She's always looking for new ways to freak me. She even let me put it in the stinky. She's always talking about my winky. So last night we're all alone. I said, hey baby, let's make some pornos. She says, no, I ain't no hoe, but I'll pose for you if you blow your load. So she goes to bed and gets herself together. I get the camera ready, take off my sweater. I get butt naked just to get her in the mood and make sure I got fingers on the fool. After what seems to be about an hour, she comes up fresh like she was in the shower. Wearing that nightie that I got her in the bower, and on her coat she's wearing a flower. That's right, don't you know it, people. I wanna let go, but she's horny too, so I just take the pictures. When we're done, we get three kinda busy on the rug in the den, and once in the kitchen, and one more time just to quench the issue, doing all the things that we've been wishing. The next day, I go to the photo mat, cause I know the dude who develops all of that. He don't mind if the pictures are crude, he makes himself doubles, and yo, but that's cool. I get the pictures in just about an
whatever. I went down to the beach and saw Kiki. She was all like, and I'm like, whatever. Then this chick comes up to me and she's all like, hey, aren't you that dude? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. So later, I'm at the pool hall and this girl comes up and she's all like, and I'm like, yeah, whatever. Cause this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And this is my United States of whatever. And then it's 3 a.m. I'm on the corner wearing my leather. This dude comes up and he's like, hey, punk. I'm like, yeah, whatever. And then I'm throwing dice in the alley. Officer Leroy comes up and he's like, hey, I thought I told you. And I'm like, yeah, whatever. Then up comes Zappo. I'm like, yo, Zappo, what's up? He's like, done. I'm like, that's cool. Cause this is my United States or whatever. And this is my United States or whatever.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think, oh, bondage up yours! One, two, three, four!
Ah! this girl's baby is ugly. I mean, like... ugly. It's an ugly child. She keep posting pictures of them on Facebook. It's rough. And I looked at the picture. You know, I stared at it. Because I was trying to find something good about the child. You know, it was something. Because I don't like to talk about people's babies. Okay, that's not true. I do talk about people's babies. Relatives. I sometimes laugh when old people fall. Once tripped a man down an escalator, but that was an accident. I have leg spasms. I made a joke one time about cancer, but that wasn't intentional. Sometimes I get uncomfortable in tense situations, so I deal with that in jest. One time, punched a giraffe at the zoo. Don't know how I got in the cage or why I did it or why nothing bad happened to me, but here we are, okay? I understand, but I digress. That's an ugly child, and many people, many of y'all might go, oh, that's rude. You being mean. No, she rude. She rude, especially for putting up damn close-ups of the child. It's one thing
recording the sound to have the ugly at a distance. I'm sure it is a little bit much.
You can zoom in on the ugly. You know what your child look like. You looked at your child. You saved them. I mean, I know, like, everybody thinks their child is beautiful, precious, and walks on platinum, silver, gold, and everything. But you have assessed that your child's face is unfavorable, and I just don't think that it is fair for me to scroll down on Facebook and just pop up, whoa, ugly. You can't do that. That's rude, and I'm not rude. I'm the victim here. I was savagely attacked by your child's face. I don't think that that's fair. What about my rights and my feelings? What about what I had to go through? I stared at that picture for a minute. A whole minute. So I wouldn't feel bad about talking about this ugly child. I don't go to hell. It was an ugly child. Very ugly. I mean, they had on a nice sweater. I think it was a sweater, sweatshirt, some good shoes. That's nice. Dress your baby accordingly. Just fine. I didn't do this. This wasn't, I didn't create this. It's an ugly child. I guess. It's an ugly child. It's rough. Rough.
Welcome back to the Depression Olympics, where you're joining us live at the Women's Getting Out of Bed final.
And all eyes are on Amanda Rosenberg of Team Great Britain.
Although critics have said that getting married recently could hurt her chances of snagging Depression gold.
Although if her marriage is anything like mine, it's only increased her chances of winning the gold.
Okay, there's the whistle, and she is starting with the classic Head Under the Covers. There's a little bit of movement. It's going to be a deduction for that. Really breaks the illusion of death. And that's what the judges are looking for.
And here comes the first peep. Looks around. A really smooth transition. Back under the covers. Nicely done.
Now let's talk about Rosenberg for a second here, because I've been following her career for quite some time. She's a triple threat. how else are we going to say it? We're talking about depression, anxiety, PTSD. She's got it all.
But let's not forget last year at the World Anxiety Championships, where she placed third in crying at work, second in crying everywhere else, and took home the gold for sitting alone in the dark while thinking about the worst of things.
Oh.
Here's the first note. Soft, distressed, nice.
No!
A little harsher.
The way that she conveys her inner anguish through one word, it's just beautiful.
Loud with a cry at the end, so pained, magnificent, this is textbook crying, Julie.
And she straight into the stare at the ceiling and contemplate death. Now, this move requires maximum concentration, and it looks like... Oh, yes! She's clearly numb and wants out!
I can help you find a place if you turn on location services.
We're coming up to the 3-hour mark, which means we're going to be looking at a dismount. And she's launched herself onto the floor! Oh my god, she's an absolute mess and it's amazing.
Stuck the landing face first. Wow, that is perfection.
Watch your back, China, because Rosenberg is back and she's more depressed than ever. Sorry, folks, here. Seems to be something going on. What are we looking at here?
Oh, it appears as though instead of staying on the floor and worming herself to the bathroom, Rosenberg appears to want to be... I want to say standing?
This is unprecedented. Completely unprecedented. I honestly don't know what to say here.
I don't know what to think, Bob. Are we going to see a walk? As we all know, any walking results in an immediate disqualification.
You know, in 20 years of covering the Depression Olympics, I have not once seen anyone upright.
Hold on, this is staggering.
Very upsetting.
She's turning, she's facing the bed, and... Oh, look
at that. Can't believe what we're seeing with her eyes right now.
Rosenberg has stunned us all with a double back, double face first, bed dismount, remount, unbelievable stuff. Just when you thought you'd seen it all, just when you thought you knew exactly how depressed Rosenberg was.
This is what I love about the Depression Olympics. You never know what you're going to get, and that's what makes it so fun.
What she did today.
Did you have a good Christmas?
No.
Do you love your mommy?
No.
Do you love your daddy?
No, no, no.
Do you love your Uncle Jalen?
No.
Do you love your grandparents?
No, no, no.
Do you want $1 million?
No, no.
Do you love your dumpy?
No, no.
Do you want to go that night?
No, no.
Do you love a bath time?
No, no.
Is there anything you like?
No, no.
Come back to me.
Okay. Are we rolling? Go. I don't mind if you take it slow. I don't mind if you say yes or no. I don't mind at all. I don't care if you live or die. Couldn't care less if you laugh or cry. I don't mind if you crash or fly. I don't mind at all. I don't mind if you come or go. I don't mind if you say no. Couldn't care less, baby, let it flow. Cause I don't care at all. Sink or swim, lock me out or let me in. Where I'm going or where I've been, I don't mind at all. I don't mind if the government falls, implements more futile laws. I don't care if the nation stalls, and I don't care at all. I don't care if they tear down trees, I don't feel the hotter breeze. Sinking dust and dying seas, and I don't care at all. Let's go. I don't mind if culture crumbles. I don't mind if religion stumbles. I can't hear the speakers mumble. Nah, I don't mind at all. I don't care if the third world fries hotter there, I'm not surprised. Maybe I can watch whole nations die. And I don't care at all. I don't mind, 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 I don't mind at all. Na 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 na.
Something else that must be dead for fear. lie beside you, or it may sleep down the hall. And it might begin to teach you.
Hold on. Where does it hurt?
My stomach.
ちゃんと痛いけど痛い。救急車を呼んでもらったからといって安心はできません。しっかりと自分の状態を相手に伝えましょう。
Okay, hold on. Where does it hurt?
My stomach. ちゃんと痛いけど痛い。
救急車を呼んでもらったからといって安心はできません。しっかりと自分の状態を相手に伝えましょう。
I have a bad case of diarrhea.
私はひどい下痢です。I
have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
I have クロスして a bad case お腹をさすって of diarrhea ジェスチャーゲームの要領です。感情を込めてやってみましょう。
I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea. I have a bad case of diarrhea.
Welcome back, Montreal. As you can tell, we're really embracing that.
Yeah, what was that we just heard?
Quality writing.
It's a real live video teaching people to speak English. From maybe the, looks like it's from the 1980s.
Teaching Japanese people to speak English?
Yeah, I guess that is, like, I don't know, it's funny that that would be something. You
that is an important thing. That's like, an important thing to be able to communicate.
Usually you just like, get really quiet and then you just disappear. Like, I don't think the communicative part is really something. But there you go.
Yeah. You know, when you've got a case of diarrhea, you're probably caring a lot about that. You
yeah,
know, and needing
definitely.
To talk about
well, I guess
it.
It's
so.
Probably if you, I guess it's true if you're trying to get into the store to go to the bathroom, you need to talk to the store clerk. But there you have it. So, what else did we listen to? We listened to some pretty good.
Yeah, well, we the last one was Spanky and Our Gang with Give a Damn, which we interrupted with the diarrhea talk. Helen Shapiro, I Don't Care. Bob Geldof and the Great Song of Indifference. That was our little folk music part of the show.
And we also heard the hilarious Chrissy Chula telling us how much she thinks her baby's ugly.
Yeah, it was amazing. And we heard also If There Was an Olympic Games for Depression, a little funny little skit there. Yeah, so like, what do you feel? Maybe we should head into some rap music,
yeah,
perhaps.
That's the exciting thing about today, in case you hadn't noticed from our many awkward transitions, that we're actually live.
We're alive. We're finally live.
We're live from the bedroom.
Live from our home. I don't know if it's, I mean, it is a bedroom, but it's so much more.
It's
a studio that happens to have a bed in it. Barely noticeable. Yeah. And so congratulations to us, and thanks to all of you tuning in and appreciating the liveness of our broadcast. So on that note, I don't know if I should go for like goofy rap or, you know.
There's so many different ones. I think goofy is pretty
good. Okay. Some explicit words coming up here and also some Spanish, so watch out.
Okay,
here
watch
we go.
Out.
Right, let's see your Rogan.
You lift yourself up, you're believed in your craft when nobody did, but we say you're okay. You don't know the game, you keep mentioning my name. We don't like what you say. I don't give a fuck, y'all can suck my dick. I'm making pesetas while they're talking shit. Nah, I don't give a fuck, don't waste my time for this. I'm making my dollars while they're tweeting tweets. Nah, I don't give a fuck, y'all can suck my dick. I'm making pesetas while they're talking shit. Nah, I don't give a fuck, don't waste my time for this. I'm making my dollars while they're tweeting tweets. Nah, I don't give a fuck. Please don't wake my daddy self up. Please don't make me sane. Nah, nah. Please don't make me go look for you. The internet is not safe. Please don't make me say what's next. Don't let me say it in French. Jay-Z's label on the phone. They're coming at the house on Monday. Me say, whoa, whoa, great. Don't say too much. They're gonna say what's next. They hating on me cause they ain't done shit. I forgive you cause you're giving me strength. Say, whoa, whoa, great. They talk too much but I don't know shit by shit. Do your research before comparing me. And you see this dude didn't make his hit. So fuck, y'all can suck my dick. I'm making pesetas while they're talking shit. Nah, I don't give a fuck. Don't waste my time for this. I'm making my dollars why they tweets. Nah, I don't give a fuck, y'all can suck my dick. I'm making pesetas while they're talking shit. Nah, I don't give a fuck, don't waste my time for this. I'm making my dollars why they tweets.
Nah. Yo, all the rappers claim to not give a fuck. Well, step aside, bitches, cause I give the lowest amount of fuck humanly possible.
Go. We don't get no fuck, no. We don't get no fuck,
fuck shit.
We don't get no fuck,
no.
We don't get no fuck,
fuck shit.
Out in public,
public,
and we run shit.
What shit?
Out in public,
public,
and we run shit.
Get right.
I got too many diamonds on, I look awesome.
Ice.
Get right. Yeah, after I hit that hoe, she need a walker.
Smack. Get right.
I done shook them problems off, now I'm bossing.
Awesome. Get right.
Yeah, stack the money tall, back to ballin'.
Take off.
Get right.
Big but wrong, swear the lane, I be hogging.
Big but wrong.
Lip for blunts and could get musty, yeah, it's foggy.
Cookie wall.
I can park it, stick be sparking, do no talking. Watch me hit the target, mark the carpet, then depart it.
All set.
We don't get too fucked.
Two choppers
hanging out the road, road truck.
Popper,
don't play with your kid, cause I up. She broke, so why would I cuff?
Hey,
we rich, lit.
Lit.
We about to go up the space.
Lit.
Go told her that took me a rich shit, cause I have racks on my plate.
Racks.
I make you go get the bag, baby. We living a dream,
living a dream.
Gang not coming in last, top ranked in loyalty.
Top rank.
It's millionaire campaign, that's what it's supposed to be.
Campaign.
Pray my soul to keep when I go to sleep.
Oh.
We don't get no fuck,
no.
We don't get no fuck,
fuck shit.
We don't get no fuck,
no.
We don't get no fuck,
fuck shit.
Out in public,
public,
and we run shit.
Run shit.
Out in public,
public,
and we run shit.
Get right.
I got too many diamonds on, I look awesome.
Ice.
Get right. Yeah, after I hit that hoe, she need a walker.
Smack. Get right.
I done shook them problems off, now I'm bossing.
Awesome. Get right.
Yeah, stack the money tall, back to ballin'.
Get right.
Get it. Split it.
Yeah.
Drop top rolls.
Looking around YouTube and Google, and I found that dozens of people have posted summaries of my...
Where do you work, Peter?
While I watch cartoons, sleep till noon. Rap pan rears here, baby drinkers beware. Mostly dope she wear. Frank kill niggas wise for 1.5. While you struggle and strive, we pick which bins to drive. The mafia, you wanna be him? Most of y'all niggas can't eat without per diem. I'm rich, I'ma stay that bitch.
Love
and who you wanna be hugging. Roll with niggas that be thugging, bugging in the tunnel in Esso, sipping espresso, cappuccino with Nino. On a mission for the Lucci Crino. I used to wear Moschino, but every bitch got it. Now I rock colorful minks because my pockets stay knotted. C note after C note, Frank Boat Hole 15 plus Decatur up. You think you're greater?
You niggas got some audacity. You sold a million, now you have for me. Get off my dick, kick it, bitch.
Check my pitch, all cynic persona. And I still stick your moms for her stocks and bonds. I got that bomb ass cock, a good ass shot. With hardcore flows to keep a nigga dick rock. Sippin' Ziffindales, up in Chippendale, shopping Bloomingdale's for Prada bags. Female Dundada has no problem splitting cream with my team. Shit straight like 915, you know what I mean? Cruise the Diamond District with my biscuit, flossing my Rolex wrist. Shit, I'm rich, I'ma stay that bitch.
So, Peter, what's happening? Now, are you going to go ahead and have those TPS reports for us this afternoon?
No.
Yeah. So, I guess we should probably go ahead and have a little talk, hmm?
Not right now, Lumberg. I'm kind of busy. In fact, look, I'm going to have to ask you to go ahead and just come back another time. I got a meeting with the Bobs in a couple of minutes.
I wasn't aware of a meeting with them.
Yeah, they called me at home.
That sounds good, Peter. And we'll go ahead and get this all fixed up for you.
Great.
Here.
In a tech.
And yeah, what do you do there?
I sit in a cubicle. And I update bank software for the 2000 switch.
What's that?
Well, see, they wrote all this bank software, and to save space, they used 2 digits for the date instead of 4, so like 98 instead of 1998. So I go through these thousands of lines of code, and it doesn't really matter. I don't like my job, and I don't think I'm gonna go anymore.
You're just not gonna go?
Yeah.
Won't you get fired?
I don't know. But I really don't like it, and I'm not gonna go.
So you're gonna quit?
Nuh-uh, not really. I'm just gonna stop going.
when did you decide all of that?
About an hour ago.
Really?
Yeah.
About an hour ago. So are you gonna get another job?
I don't think I'd like another job.
What are you going to do about money and bills and...
You know, I've never really liked paying bills. I don't think I'm going to do that either.
Well, so what do you want to do?
I want to take you out to dinner. And then I want to go back to my apartment and watch Kung Fu. Do you ever watch Kung Fu?
I love Kung Fu.
Channel 39.
Totally.
You should come over and watch Kung Fu tonight.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Can we order lunch first?
Yeah.
So, where do you...
What's up? I ain't seen in a couple days. What's been happening? Man, get off that shit. It's over. It ain't nothing nobody can do about it now.
What do you want from me, man?
Nothing. Just came to see if you was all right. See how you been doing.
Well, I ain't talk to nobody, right?
I know. We cool. Always will be. I just came to see what's up.
Let me tell you something, B. I'm only playing your fucking game because ain't shit else to do. But don't you ever pull a gun on me again in your life.
Well, I hope I won't have to.
Yeah, we all go down if you do because we all crew. Just try me if you think I'm bullshit.
Look at this. The brother. brother finally decides to stand up like a man and throw down. Too bad Raheem had to die first, huh? It's over. Everything starts from now. We all go down unless we stay together. Ain't no one man above the crew. You know that shit.
Crazy, man.
You know what? When you said that last time, I was kind of tripping, right? But now, you're right. I am crazy. But you know what else? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you. I don't give a fuck about Steel. And I don't give a fuck about Raheem either. I don't give a fuck about myself. Look, I ain't shit. I ain't never gonna be shit. And you less of a man than me, so as soon as I decide that you ain't gonna be shit, pow, so be it. You remember that, motherfucker?
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously, that was like super tense. After all those goofy songs,
yeah,
that was like,
well,
whoa.
It's eclectic. We like to keep it.
We like to keep you on your toes.
Yeah,
just it's good for your serotonin levels and your neurotransmitters.
I was looking out for you,
yeah,
listeners. So I guess, well, our show is almost over.
Yeah,
ooh,
it
that
just
went by
zips
fast.
By. It's so much fun to do this live.
Yeah,
it's
so
like,
good.
Yeah.
We definitely have a few kinks to work out. We're having some trouble with the mixing between the computers and whatnot, but we'll work it out for you.
Yeah,
we'll see. It'll be smooth and silky next time.
Yeah, you're going to be like, wow, they're so smooth and they're so silky.
So, yeah.
So, what should we play next? We got like 3 minutes. So, you have a Missy Elliott song, perhaps?
Yeah, I could play that. And then, we might play another. We don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what's going to happen. I guess this is one of those things. In the olden days, we could just keep going until the next producer showed up. But now, boom.
Yeah.
We're going to disappear from your airwaves at 11 at 12 o'clock. Exactly.
Yeah, so this has been Easy Sonic Living on CKUT
90.3.
Ooh, I don't want, I don't need, I can't stand no minute.
Welcome to the Get Your Freak On Hotel.
How much for a room?
It's $10 a minute, but you look like a $5 brother.
Thank you. I'll be right back.
I don't want no minute, man.
Listening to Space Plane on CKUT 90.3 FM until 2 a.m.
I have a PhD in virology and immunology.
Me too.
I'm a clinical lab scientist and have tested 1,500 supports.
composing positive COVID-19 samples collected here in Southern California. When my lab team and I did the testing through Koch's postulates and observation under a scanning electron microscope, we found no COVID in any of the 1,500 samples. What we found was that all of the 1,500 samples were mostly influenza A and some were influenza B, but not a single case of COVID. We did not use the BSPCR test. It's polymerase chain reaction test. Celia Farber does wonderful journalism on the topic. I did videos on this channel for that.
Me too.
We then sent the remainder of the samples to Stanford, Cornell, and a few of the University of California labs, and they found the same results as we did. No COVID. They found influenza A and B. All of us then spoke to the CDC and asked for viable samples of COVID.